So, sorry for the little mix-up there, a little error there, because we have to play a Republic Broadcasting intro to the show, but the official recording for the show for our video cast doesn't begin till I've got to do the KGRA intro. So, if you guys are just wondering, we're still trying to iron out the bugs here. We got to iron these things out. We got to practice with this stuff. So, I don't know that the intro sounded kind of the same. we might just have to stick with the KGRA intro. I don't know. But anyways, guys, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. We are completely swamped with work here, but we're getting everything done. We're gonna get done, especially having such a great crew. We've got my co-host here, the man wonder himself.
That's right, Fake Mike Real News in the house, and I just sent the new updated link. Yeah, so guys, sorry for the delay, but that was my fault. I'm poking around with things. I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I'm like, hey, we're not recording, guys. And then I screwed everything up. And so thanks for the patience, guys. We're a lot better than we were when we first started this. So it's only going to get
The technology, man. I mean, it's just we got something new to learn all the time. And, you know, hopefully these things will become easier and easier. So, of course, I'm sitting in the commander's seat right now, because this is radio and not the TV show. We are going to get to TLB TV very soon, so don't you guys fret. All right? And, yeah. I want to first start off the show with something really, really special. Okay? I've been wanting to talk about this for a hot minute, and I'm actually trying my best to find the link here, if I can find it at all. But oh boy, here it is. Oh no. Hey Mike, do you see the link? Cardi B. I'm literally scrolling through the chat here, and the Cardi B video disappeared. Do you see it? Does anybody see it?
I do not see it. And Theo, if you could just mute up while you're here. Theo, welcome to the, before you mute up though.
Theo.
How you doing tonight, Blair?
How are you guys doing? Sorry about the noise, by the way.
No, it's all good. Yeah, we're $21 into Theo's laptop, so if you guys want to donate, we're going to need a lot more than $21. We do have $21, but yeah,
thank you.
To get Theo some, because Theo is actually an acronym for Satan's Heroically Engaging Others, and he's been engaging others digitally in the real world for a very long time, and this guy is like wizard used to be a cool word, now it turned into a bad word, so I don't want to call you a wizard. he's a magician in the digital world, and he's been helping so many people out. So we should help Theo out. If you guys want to give a donation, you can cash at me, and more importantly, at Fake Mike Real News, and we'll get it over to Theo. I believe Mikey said he found the Cardi B. Like, why are you checking out Cardi B?
Okay, I just found it too. Well,
if someone wants to put it in the any links that you guys want to put on screen or have played, send them over to me and I can put them up on screen for you guys.
And that's how this works. All right, going to the private chat now. This is something that was really it didn't catch you by surprise. But the dumber celebrities, or the ones that are just not understanding what's going on, they will talk about this. And so we have an insight for this particular thing. Go ahead.
All right, hold on. Put this on screen and let this play for everybody. All right, so this is the Cardi B clip here we got.
Hey, y'all. So I'm having a problem, right? Like, a lot of people be saying, oh, I met Cardi B, and I don't know if she liked me or not because she was looking at me like if I'm crazy or if I was retarded or something. But that's not the problem. The problem is that I have a voice in my head that when I'm talking to people, it just start having a conversation with me, and I be replying back. Like, you could be talking to me, and the voice in my head, I don't know, start asking me questions like, hey, what happened to your green Balenciaga shirt that you wore the other day? And then I reply back in my head like, I don't know, bitch. I think I left it at my grandma's house. And then me and the voice in my head start going back and forth while you talking to me. So I'm really not paying attention because the voice in my head is fucking talking to me. I don't know if that shit happened to people. That shit be happening to me. So I just be looking at you like, because I'm talking. I'm having a whole conversation in my fucking thoughts. That's why.
Okay. I do apologize for the language there. I totally forgot that she got a little fresh. But, this is that MK Ultra Hollywood, you know, mind control. They've all talked about it. The voices in the head.
She's just bugged out.
Oh, man. All right. So, you know what? I just want to sample that for you guys because we're going to talk about that here in the future. Right now, we got a special guest here with us. We got Good Guy Audits here with us. And despite what you heard earlier, this is a clean show. So we got to have some clean language here. How you doing, brother?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
All right. So you're an auditor.
Well, where I try to be an activist.
Where you hail from? Where you work at?
I'm from the Bronx.
The Bronx! That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I was saying. I went to high school with Cardi B, but she was a freshman and I was a senior, so I didn't really know her.
That's cool. That's what's up. All right. yeah, it looks like it doesn't matter where you're from or where you're going to, you end up being messed with by the system somehow. So tell us your story, my friend. How you begin doing this? What's your background?
Well, you know, I'm from the Bronx, New York, so I had a lot of run-ins with the cops, man. A lot. You know, and like I wish I knew some of the things that I wish I knew some of the things I know now back then, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think about it, a lot of it is like intimidation tactics. Like, they rely on the citizens not knowing their rights, you know? But when they run into somebody that actually knows the law and knows their rights and they're not scared to stand up for their rights, they're stuck. And then the tyranny comes out and they try to, you know, exert power over you. So, like, you know, like, I was just, I don't know where it really started, like, the auditing, where I got the auditing idea, but I remember watching guys like Will Turbitt and Mr. America and, you know, watching their audits and seeing, like, the confidence that they had to, like, stand up against these people, man. And, you know, it touched my spirit. And I'm like, that's something I can do, you know. Like, I have a voice, you know. And there was something, you know, what stood out to me before, the one thing that made me, like, really think about it, and there was, like, I think it was Will, I think you said that our rights are like muscles, and if we don't use them, we'll lose them. You know, that's probably not verbatim, but something to that sort. Yeah,
that's right. And, you know, I paid good guy audits half of Bitcoin to say those nice things about me, so it's much appreciated. But, no, what he said is spot on. You know, when somebody shows up that knows their rights, like, sometimes people hate and say we're not having, activists aren't having an effect. But even just this week, we ran into officers at the post office. We did a post office video we released today where we didn't, they called 911 because we didn't wear a mask. And the local cops, the Topeka, Kansas cops, called a few different people. They were waiting there to see who has jurisdiction over the federal building. And we're like, we have federal. They literally even called the FBI. So that just comes to show how little these people, in fact, know. And I'm very happy that Good Guy Otis decided to go ahead and do something about things, because the reason we're in such trouble is because people just haven't been doing things. We, like he said, your rights are like muscles. You got to flex your rights on these people because you're going to lose them. And for a long time, people didn't flex their rights. And that's why we're in the position that we're in currently, in my opinion.
Will, I think I spoke to you the week I started my channel. Like, I was so excited. Like, Mr. America I guess he went live on Instagram. And he said he had never brought up a guest on live. And so I was like, fuck it, let me send a request.
Hold on one sec, Good Guy Audit. This is actually where I know you came in and Cardi B was swearing a storm.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm so sorry. But yeah, we can't swear on the radio here. But yeah, that was, we're going to have to edit that whole Cardi B mess up.
Later, so. Well, it makes for a good test episode anyways, because you know, KGRA absolutely is supposed to have clean language, just like with RBN, but I have to figure out how to get these streams off of StreamYard and edit them before I'm giving them back.
I'm sorry.
So guys, that's a lot of work that we got to do, and we're building it up. So for those of you listeners of RBN, please just, I know there are snitches everywhere all around, but nobody has the best pure audience. I know we got a few haters out there because they've already reported us for the music episodes that we had, Will. You know, when we gave a disclaimer, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. Well, we still got ratted out for that. So
I am so sorry about that.
We got some haters out there that will actually see us go down. Yeah, so we got to be on our best behavior.
So what I was saying was, like, Miss America had a live on Instagram, and I said, let me send an invite. So I sent the invite, and surprisingly, I was, the invite was accepted. I was like, I can't believe I'm on live right now with Fake Mike Real News and Auditing America. And after that live, I think I started my channel that week. You know, and it just
went. Can we highlight his channel, Will? Can we get that?
Yeah, let me put that up on screen while we're chatting here.
And you know what? There have been some black pill days that Will has had on the show. It's just like, you know, what the hell am I even doing? Am I making a difference? And it's like, Will, you're making a difference. You're inspiring people. It is so funny how in most of the times people get people get a hold of you and say, hey, you know, you inspired me to do something. And it's like, well, you reached one person. All we need to do is daisy chain. If each one of us inspires one other person, you know, every day, who's going to be left us uninspired?
One thing that stood out to me about Will Turbitt is the way he talks. You know what I mean? Like,
he lets you know.
He speaks passionately, but he also knows what he's talking about. And he brings up facts to back up what he's talking about. You know?
A high-pitched voice does not necessarily mean tiny balls. His balls are the size of elephants. Okay?
Whales.
or he brings the sperm to sperm whales, all right?
So if you guys want to check out, appreciate you guys. If you guys want to look on screen, it's Good Guy Audits on YouTube. Just type in Good Guy Audits. Give him a subscription. Actually, I'm subscribed, but I did not hit the bell for notifications. I will do that now. And I got to say, you've got a lot of output in a short time, and you also have great thumbnails. The font is great. The color, I honestly think you actually have some of the best thumbnails I've ever seen. The font is really, really good. The color is excellent. And this is something that's important for auditors too, is because you're not going to teach anybody anything if people don't click on the video. So when you have a video like this guy right here, this guy's running out, he's pointing, you know what I'm saying? Just look at this guy's angry face. That's going to attract people. And then once you get people to click on it, then hopefully they learn a thing or two. So great job with the channel. Everyone go over to Good Guy Audits. Good Guy Audits.
Thanks. I spent one semester in digital media school.
Well, I think you're going to have to help me out. Hey, do you know how to do any graphic design there, player?
No, I didn't pay attention that whole... I think I went for 2 months.
I have something in common, my friend. I did digital media arts in college, too. I was literally targeted by, you know, government and police. And I couldn't go to school anymore. I had to drop out. I went for maybe about 2 months.
I was living in a fog when I went to college. I don't even know how I went to college. I was in a fog in those days.
It was a foggy situation for me, not knowing that I was targeted. Wow. You know, these police, you know, stalking my home, breaking into my home, putting in cameras in my apartment while I'm at school. Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you believe that the government tells us what they're doing in movies?
Yes. We had a conversation about that yesterday.
Do you remember Enemy of the State with Will Smith?
Like, Will, hey, what do you think helped inspire this show? Yeah, indeed.
People are like, oh, it's just a movie. It's just a movie.
But it's just a movie. You know, the reason, and it's a cycle, because they have to put all of these ops out there. And when you put these ops out into the public domain, what you do with that is you make money with that. You make money with that. That fuels the secret stuff. The secret stuff that's going on. Those people get scripts about the secret stuff that's going on, and it's a cycle.
Hey, Will, do you get trolls on your page telling you to go audit Area 51 and stuff like that?
Yeah. So this is another thing. This is another thing. And V didn't even realize how bad the trolls were until maybe even a couple months ago. And I've known V for years, even before I even met Auditing America. I knew V. And so, you know, you're always going to, when you put out stuff, you're always going to get trolls. But this is something that you're going to have to, and guys, just know this. I knew this when I was getting into it. Most of them are empty threats, but you'll get threats, right? So when I was seeing somebody, they were like, hey, this is the girl that Will's seeing in the comments. This is her name. This is where her address. This is Will's mom's address. This is where what her father does. All this other stuff. I've been called a domestic abuser. I've been called a rapist. I've been called a pedophile. None of which are true. I don't have a criminal record. But anybody can go ahead and Google that. I've had all sorts of things happen. So there are channels. So there's two things going on here. We talked to James Freeman about this on the show. There are some people that are just crazy bootlickers that just don't, that no matter what a cop can do, a cop could kill and rape a million people. They'd still stick up for the cop. And those people are either cops themselves or have family members that are cops or just super brainwashed, right? And then those people are hyped up because there's like a good 10, 15 channels, but five probably or six big ones, relatively big ones, that all they do is talk junk about auditors. And then their trolls come over. And now there's a final part of that group, which are people that are actually shills and or digital bots who have come to infiltrate and destroy the auditing community or any activist community. So, yeah, it's funny, though, because when I first started doing activism, one of my buddies at the time had a YouTube video where he testified at a Sandy Hook hearing, and it only had a couple videos of views. And someone took that clip and said, he's just a regular person. And they started going through him. I was like, damn, I can't wait till somebody has a video about me. And, you know, now there's bootlickers and idiots online that have a whole playlist about Will Turbin and how he's so bad. Which is funny because, yes, I am bad, but not as bad as George Bush or Hillary Clinton. Why don't you start with those guys first?
Somebody said that the trolls are, like, going super hard within, like, the past couple months.
Like Theo, really... I think, might want to talk about that, too, because that's something that Theo has. You know, Theo is a huge presence in the auditing community, not just here in the United States, but worldwide, especially in England and Australia, too, even Canada. And so these trolls are crazy. I mean, I've had one, the same troll that you're talking about, Good Guy Audits. Everyone go find Good Guy Audits. And who knows, we might even get auditing whales here with us too. That would be great. But the thing is, they said, hey, I keep getting this comment that says, hey, why don't you audit real things instead of the police station, like the Pentagon, the White House, and Area 51? And I'm like, I've already done the Pentagon, where it says no filming all over it. I've audited the Pentagon. I've audited the White House multiple times. I did NASA, multiple NASAs. I've done the NSA. I was like, if you want to pay me money to do Area 51, then shoot, I'll do that.
I would love to do Area 51, but I've seen a movie called Area 51, and no, thank you. I'm okay.
Well, you know, if you're gonna do stuff like, you know.
Who knows if
any known exists. Areas like that? It's best to do an audit with your lawyer. I would definitely do that. I would jump in balls deep if I had a lawyer with me.
That's another good point. Before we move on to the lawyers, though, I want Theo to touch on you know, these haters, these trolls, these people that are going after us, because he's encountered them a lot too.
Yeah, I've been watching carefully for a couple of years now, and I've been watching the community of trolls growing, especially in this country. I think the UK auditors are probably getting it worse than some of the US auditors did when they started getting their trolls over there. I think it's more organized over here. It's definitely... government sponsored, should we say, you know. They've got Facebook groups, they've got YouTube channels, they constantly just, I don't know, they'll try and create some sort of drama out of nothing, wind somebody up, get somebody to you know, say something wrong, and then, you know, they'll be on them. They'll try and take their channel down, they'll try and have them arrested, they'll try and and it's actually pretty crazy, you know. It's pretty scary, to be honest with you, because, you know, these people, we're paying these people to do a job, and they're trolling us.
Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely. I don't personally mind the person that's been misled, because I've had trolls come over to my channel because I debated one of the I've debated a couple of the haters channels, because people will just make a video about me, call me a sovereign citizen and say this and that. You can't be, there's no such thing as a sovereign citizen, say all this other stuff. Will lies about this and that. And you will actually, if you know, I do other things other than audits too. And I'll talk about some other different things, even just on my live streams, and I'll sprinkle some truth in my audits, and slowly but surely, I have had two or three, at least, people comment and say, hey, you know, I used to think you were a piece of crap, Will, but I've watched the rest of your videos. I see what you do for the DCYF kids. I might not agree with you on this. So you can even convert some of those people too, but it is difficult. So I'm really not that mad about the people that are brainwashed, but I'm more upset about what Theo's talking about and what V is well aware of in this movement. And this has been happening. Has been happening since, you know, this 1970s COINTELPRO counterintelligence program, and well before that too. I mean, this has been happening since the dawn of time. This is what they do. But yeah, I'm more concerned about these people that are actively infiltrating our thing. And actually, we talked about this with James Freeman too, and he says, you know, I actually think that some of these people that are auditors are actually cops or people for the government. And so there's auditors. Don't be surprised. You know, you gotta be careful out there too, because there's some people out there for sure.
Senders out there.
Well, I have a question. What when you say sovereign citizen, what do you mean? What does that mean, sovereign citizen?
All right, so that's a great question, right? So there's a basically, if you type in sovereign citizen, the idea behind a sovereign citizen is there's what you'll get, the mainstream version and then a different version, and I'm going to tell you the true version in my opinion. So the mainstream version, people say that sovereign citizens are domestic terrorists, mostly white, and they believe that laws and the Constitution don't apply to them. Sovereign citizens will tell you that they're just based upon the Constitution and what's going on in reality, and they're not disregarding laws. They're just saying, they're just not doing. A sovereign citizen would say, oh, I don't need a driver's license or something like that. But the reality is, there's no such thing as a sovereign citizen. Actually, there is. So I'm giving you four answers. So you can't be sovereign. Sovereign's like a king. That means you rule. Nobody rules over you. You're a sovereign. A citizen means that you're subservient. That means you're part of a collective. That means you're part of a country. You're a citizen of a country. Sovereign means nobody's above you. So you can't be sovereign and citizen at the same time. So they call me a sovereign citizen. No, I'm just talking about...
Yes, it's a misnomer for sure.
But it's an oxymoron. There actually is a sovereign citizen, and those are called police, because police can do, and also diplomats working with diplomatic community, they're sovereign. They're technically citizens because they work for us, but they're sovereign in the fact that they can do whatever they want and get away with it. So the cops are the true sovereign citizens there. So, and that's one of the attacks that they'll say. They think they're a sovereign citizen, but they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
So that's like Princess Jasmine sneaking out the palace and trying to be like a normal citizen in the town.
What they actually want to do with the whole sovereign thing is you declare no nationality. And that's not possible without being a citizen. I have seen the process before where people give up their ID, they give up their birth certificate. They got to do this thing with the creditor, which basically turns your birth certificate into like a credit of nearly $500,000. And they, you know, all contracts with the government are signed over for, you know, are made null and void. So yeah. Social Security number, you know, all that stuff. But if you do something like that, the thing about it is, you're not going to receive any of those benefits of Social Security. You're not going to receive, if you call an ambulance, they're not going to come and pick you up. You are you're non persona grata, I guess that would be the term. You are.
And so another example of this would be, this is something that they would consider a sovereign citizen, but so basically the government has had a few different training manuals that basically say there's these things. And that's why we're called sovereign citizens sometimes, is because the government has issued these training manuals that say these people are sovereign citizens. They literally released a training manual probably 10 years ago that says, if you see anybody with the Constitution, a Ron Paul bumper sticker, these people are dangerous, they're extremists, and they're sovereign citizens. So one of the things that they would consider being a sovereign citizen, but which is in reality not a sovereign citizen, which is, in my opinion, a pretty good example, is a license plate on your car. So you think that you own your car, but you don't own your car, because they have the manufacturer's statement of origin, which is like the birth certificate of that car. And when you purchase a car, let's say you put 10 grand down and you went to Toyota and you gave them 10 grand, you start making monthly payments, then that manufacturer's statement of origin goes from Toyota to the DMV. And what happens is, whenever you're applying for a license, it could be a license to drive, it could be a license to hunt, a license to defend yourself. Whenever you're applying for a license, you're asking the government permission for a right that you don't have. You have the right to travel. You have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to hunt and fish. You don't need to ask permission for a piece of paper to get it. So there are some people driving around this country right now. There's one dude that he drives around with his license plate says, "We the people." That's what it says. So they would consider him a sovereign citizen, but in reality, he's not a sovereign citizen, or she is not a sovereign citizen. They're just somebody. And now you can do that. You can literally, like V said, you can go ahead and drive around without a license, but they don't call it driving. They call it traveling.
Traveling via conveyance.
And so this
is, you can't use the word vehicle. It's traveling by conveyance.
And the thing about this that's pretty difficult is, I mean, I could do the same thing. But when you do that, this is why you got to kind of pick and choose your battles, because otherwise I would just be outside in a potato sack right now, right? Because anybody can do that. Go ahead and not get a license and, you know, drive around with a plate on your car or no plates on your car. But you will have to be prepared to get pulled over. 99% of cops, especially anywhere outside of Texas or Florida, they don't know what's going to go on, and you're gonna have to get pulled over. You probably have to go to court a whole bunch of times, and then and that's the same thing kind of with auditing, right? And so you gotta be active in some ways, and then you gotta eat too, right? So it's an interesting balance that we're forced to live here, you know. And that's another problem that you guys were bringing up too, is once you do get in the courts, whether it's with auditing, which will invariably happen to us, it's happened or whatever, or if, you know, you're driving around with no license, then you're going to go to the courts. And unfortunately, even when you're in the right in the courts, it doesn't make a goddamn difference. It doesn't make a difference at all. They're still going to screw with you. They're still going to, I mean, we literally had a court case I was a witness for, and I observed some of it, where Juju from Rise of the Moors, whose husband's already locked up. I mean, this is the thing. So there's two things. First, you got Jamal from Rise of the Moors, who is a veteran, doesn't have a criminal record, and was engaged in illegal, lawful activity. And he's in jail now for half a year without probable cause being established. And then Juju, she was at a protest with me. They arrested her a week and a half later said that she assaulted an officer. They presented no video of her assaulting an officer.
No evidence.
No evidence. Yeah. And they actually, and a jury actually found her guilty. And there's no evidence. Like, I'm like,
but they used the children because she's so concerned about the child. And this is why, yeah, there's so many people out there, oh, I can't do activism because I have children. And it's like, you know,
you better do activism.
They might use your children against you, but, you know, at least give a try, you know. And it is shameful. The system will use the children against you. Go ahead, my brother.
So one thing, like, I was watching the video where Mr. Universal got arrested, and he was trying to trespass you from public property. So, like, watching videos, and I hear this a lot, is that you cannot trespass a citizen from public property without committing a crime, right? If you look at one of the videos that's on my channel, I have a conversation with a sheriff or a deputy, and she's like, well, that's not true. You can be trespassed from public property without committing crime. If you watch the video, and I tell her, that's like trespassing me from the public sidewalk. And I was telling her the public sidewalk is no different from that public lobby.
You're absolutely right. And I, as a black man in Texas, I can't tell you how many times I've been told to move it along. You know, isn't I'm on the sidewalk. Like, and cops tell me, move it along. Huh?
Even when it happens to me, when I'm white, it's worse, obviously. And obviously, I mean, I talk about white privilege all the time. I've exposed it a million times. But it even happens to me. They'll violate my civil rights. And what happened to, I mean, obviously, Enrique and Mr. Universal, they're Puerto Rican. But so maybe that did have something to do with it. And we have run into some racist people on video multiple times. And shoot, I try to look as Puerto Rican as possible.
The only reason why I bring race into it, because I will observe, I will watch, oh, this white couple over here who's enjoying the sunset, sitting on the park bench, mm-hmm. you know, they're not being bothered. But me, I'm on the sidewalk, you know, I got no place to go. I'm leaning up against a tree. I'm told to move it along.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, according to police's own data from across the country, there are some states that don't keep data on this. Police are more likely to pull over African-Americans. Police statistically are more likely to illegally search and regularly search African-Americans. There was also the experiment that they did where they took two exactly of the same resumes and put a white sounding name on it and a black sounding name. They replicated this in multiple cities where they sent the exact same resumes out with one white sounding name and one black sounding name. In every city, they duplicate the study, replicate the study, and it's always the white people that are getting it back. And then, I mean, if you go into the auditing, take a look at News Now Carolina. News Now Carolina is one of the coolest, smartest people ever. He's just awesome, and he's so gifted with his words. But he also does two-way audits. And in the South, you guys were saying, complimenting my nuts earlier, but this guy is a black dude doing two-way audits in the South. Just take a look at the difference. So racial inequity is something that definitely comes into play here. But cops don't even care. They'll even do it to a troglodyte mayonnaise face like me. And that the point that you're bringing up is so crazy, right? Because you have the right to be in a public building because you financed it. You financed the upkeep of it. You pay for everybody that works there. Now, obviously, you can't go into a restricted area or someone's private office. You can't go film in the bathroom. Duh. No one's saying that. But you go into this public place, and then, one, you're allowed to be there. Two, just you can ask for a public records request. Depending on the services that they offer, you can do that. But your First Amendment alone, to a freedom of the press, allows you to film in all public areas. We pay for that. So what happens is then the people that work at this place, I mean, we've done nearly 1,000 videos on Auditing America alone. The people that work there will say, hey, guys, we've got some guys with cameras here, and they'll try to trespass you. And I had this conversation in my videos twice on Auditing America just the other day, where okay, the people here are going to trespass you. I was like, okay, well, I have to have had done something wrong in order for you to trespass me, right? And I say, you can't just kick me out because someone had feelings, that had hurt feelings. Well, that's not how that. And so he explains to me. I guess I didn't make it clear to you.
He even read it. He even read the book.
And I pointed it out to him. He didn't even show me the whole thing.
And he's like, you're going to get stuck. He said, I know you're going to get stuck on this part, but like, you can't just overlook one part.
I can't. You can't just overlook the fact that I'm right and move on to the next part. And so they say, well, they say, and this is where me and these most police have a fundamental misunderstanding here. So police think that just based on the word of somebody that no crime has been committed, or even an alleged crime suspected of being committed, that somebody working at, it could be the postmaster, it could be somebody working at DCYF headquarters, it could be the DMV, it could be the city hall. If somebody doesn't like you there, then they can trespass you, because the police believe that they have the authority to trespass you. And the problem with that is, even when I explained the fact that these people actually literally work for us, they don't have the authority. They're our employees. Now, so they can't trespass us, but yet they do, because the cops, even though we didn't do anything wrong, will trespass us and get us out of there. And the funny thing is, if I was kicked out of Wendy's, right? If I was just in Wendy's getting my spicy nuggets on and they kick me out, I can leave. But I can only be trespassed if I come back into that Wendy's or refuse to leave. We complied with their illegal orders to leave anyways, and they still try to trespass us. So that's the fundamental misunderstanding there, is that the people think that because someone's feelings get hurt that work there, they have the authority to kick you out of their building. Crazy. Of our
Wouldn't
building.
That be discrimination?
Yes.
That's like saying, oh, I don't want you in the building. That's basically saying, like, I don't want you in the building because I don't like the way you look. You know?
Yeah, but I don't like the way you look turns into... You are you're suspicious. You are performing misconduct. You know, conspiracy charges if they wanted to.
What, you know? What's the difference between I don't like the way you look, I don't like you, and I don't like what you're doing?
There's nothing that's different. It's all
that's what I'm
all
saying.
All that is the same. But within their jurisdiction, and how can they word it?
This is the impression that I'm. This is the impression that I'm under, because I spoke to a couple auditors from my state. Because the lady's like, "Well, that's how it is in New York," and I looked it up in New York, and so basically, they can trespass you, but you'd have to I'd have to sacrifice and get arrested for it, and then take it into because it's a civil rights violation. So I have to take one for the team, and then bring it up and do a lawsuit like that through civil rights.
And that's the thing. If everybody takes one for the team, we need to congest the system.
I'm still a virgin. Everybody, so I'm trying to stay that way.
I think we have more of a chance now than ever with so many unemployed people who are not taking the jab. You know. I'm pretty sure we got a few million people that could just clog up the court systems tomorrow, if need be. I'm going to fight that traffic ticket. I'm going to fight petty charges. And the thing is about these petty charges, they want to scoop $400, $500 out of your pocket, but the court proceedings, the man hours, bringing that police officer off the street to testify against you, it's going to cost them thousands upon thousands.
If you look at one of my videos, there's an ID refusal. It's like 3-4 minutes long. So I go to audit the police station, and I go around back. There's no sign saying I can't be there. So I go around the back. Two detectives come up to me talking about, hey, you're trespassing. I'm like, what? There's no signs. And he goes, oh, yeah, there's a sign. Look, the sign is all the way down the road. I'm like, how am I? Who's going to see that?
You'd have no zoning laws. This is equitable.
I'm like, if this is private property, you need to either put some signs here or gate this off. Oh, let me get your ID. I said, what do you need my ID for? Oh, you're trespassing. I said, no, I'm not. You never asked me to leave. If you asked me to leave and I refuse to leave, then I'm trespassing. Oh, well, I need to know your name. So what do you need to know my name for? I was under the impression that you don't, in order to serve me a trespass notice, you don't, you could just give me the trespass notice. You need my ID to give me a trespass notice. I might be a little bit confused on that, but I'm like, you don't need my ID. I'm like, what do you need my ID for? He's like, I need to know who you are. I'm like, no, you don't.
Well, the thing here is police are trained to solicit IDs, although police have taken a sacred oath before God and their countrymen to protect our rights, including our Fourth Amendment. They're literally trained to do the opposite. Every time they have an encounter with somebody, even when it's potentially non-criminal, they, I just need to know. I just want to know what I'm talking about. What's your name? Where you guys come from? And a lot of times they'll be friendly to try to get information. They'll look at my hat and they'll say, oh, you from Boston? You like Boston? You like
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm uploading a video right now of the audit that I did today at a town hall. And they kept trying to get my name. Oh, what's your name? Oh, I'm not going to give you service because you don't give me your name. I'm like, what? So then a sheriff comes up, and the first thing he says is, let me get your driver's license. I'm like, for what? I need to know who I'm speaking with.
I need to know.
I kind of want to mess with you. Will, and Will knows me because I come up with these little quirky ideas on how to mess with the system. Why not wear a name tag? Completely wrong information, but just chock it full of information. I'm such and such, my driver's license, da 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 da, completely fake and made up. And just when they talk to you, completely just, I refuse to give you that information. I want to see what will happen if they take that fake information.
Yeah, do you guys have this in your cities?
Yeah.
From the post office?
I'm in Poland, so I can't.
That's so not I write press on this. This little sticker press? In front of the post office. I just write press.
Uh-huh.
When they say, let me see a press pass, I'm like, you don't see it right here? I try to make people
feel more comfortable. You can do that, actually. You can make your own name tag.
But then I feel more ridiculous. I'm like, this is not.
And that's what.
The First Amendment guarantees each and every individual, you don't have to be a part of an organization. You can be your own press for your own website, for your own article, your own column. You can print your own press credentials.
Yeah, but let's be honest, they don't want to hear that.
They don't, but they're so
it does
stupid.
Not matter. It gives you purpose for what it is that you're doing.
It's like people are, I don't know where this came from. I think it came from like TV shows and movies where people feel like you need them to sign a waiver. Or you need their permission to record them.
What it came from is this, is the press was created to be a bulwark to keep the government honest. But what happened is the government co-opted the media. They started working together. And so for years and years and years, only the allowed Bilderberg media, the corporately controlled, pharmaceutically, military-industrial complex-controlled media were able to go ahead and do things. And so this is the first time in United States history where true individuals are going out and they're actually doing things for themselves, and they're not used to that. They're used to people with tons of makeup on their face, Fox News, CNN, reading off teleprompters, covering up for Jeffrey Epstein, lying about weapons of mass destruction, and they're not used to it. So they think that you have to have these press credentials. Here comes a black dude. He's got a camera. Oh, where's his press credentials? Oh, well, it's called the First Amendment. You just print out the First Amendment and you just hand it to him.
You know, I think it's funny, though. In 42nd Street, do you know how many tourists there are with their cameras out? Nobody cares. But let it be one of us.
I go there.
I just want your picture. You should
blend in with
those guys.
I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm a tourist. I'm a tourist.
I would totally mess with the cops. I'd take on some Asian accent and see if he'd let me go.
I'm not from here. You know, Will, I don't know if this is a good idea, but I was thinking about this yesterday, right? I want to do an experiment next time I do an audit. I'm not going to say anything, and I'm going to act like I'm deaf. And I'm going to speak in sign language, and I want to see how much they take advantage of me. Oh, he can't talk. He can't freely express himself.
Well, be careful.
Record the whole thing.
No, of course.
Well, first, there are some auditors that will just remain silent. And that's your right to do, though. It's your right to remain silent. Even cops ask you any question you want. It's your right to remain silent. But you should be careful, too, because there are...
I would actually practice sign language first and actually...
No, I know some sign language, but I'm going to do
that. I know a little bit, too. Like, maybe you can ask the cops to translate that.
I'm just going to speak the basic sign language, like...
I would know, just so it doesn't seem like you're fraudulent, you can actually pull that off. As long as you know sign language.
It's hard to sign with one hand, though. The other hand holding the camera and the sign with one hand.
Get a lanyard. This is what I tell everybody. Get a lanyard. Put your cell phone, clip it to the lanyard. Because you got to have a casing for your phone, right?
I want to get a body cam.
And turn into a body cam. Correct. Get yourself a lanyard. For those who don't know what that is, that's the little thing that holds your key, your ID, your credentials, tags, and good work, your name tag. Get that little necklace. Get some of those and clip the phone. I do it here. You know, when I feel like I'm being discriminated against, you know, I do it here, and I've gotten some stuff. Hey, Will, you've seen my video about the those people who said, the security guards who said I was shoplifting. Did you ever see that? That was a long time ago.
I don't think I did. I remember you telling me about that story, but I don't think I've ever seen the video. I definitely have heard you share the story.
I went grocery shopping. I had my army bag filled with groceries. I went to the neighboring store to get a few, and this was a hardware store, to get a few supplies. Now, the security guard there said I was stealing. He saw me. He saw me stealing. And the lady at the checkout, upon request of the security guard, asked me to empty my bag. So I'm not emptying my bag. You can check me out. Well, if you don't empty your bag, we're going to call the cops. Call them. Call them right now. And at the end of this transaction, I'm going to have somebody's job. Call them right now. And so they end up calling the police. And the police said, we can't make you empty the bag. So the manager emptied the bag. They saw it was all food. The look on everybody's faces... There's no hardware material anywhere. I got all food with a fat, long receipt in there. And the manager apologizing profusely. And I can't believe I had to make them. I said, you know what? Pack it back up. The manager's about to walk away. No, pack it back up. So, apologizing profusely. And The police here are so cool. They stood outside with me having a smoke. The sergeant had a mohawk.
Maybe. Sorry to interrupt you, bro. It is 53 past. Yeah. I don't know if we...
Yes. 53 past. And yeah, it was amazing. But next time, that next week, I went to that store again. That security guard no longer had a job. So you got to let these people... You got to call them out. You got to call them out, especially when you know you're not in the wrong. Okay.
Hey, Will, what's one of your favorite orders?
Well, hold on. We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break, but I actually want to talk about your videos when we come back and your interactions, but I appreciate
that. That's what I want to do. Yeah, exactly. Guys, we got to take this break. We'll be right back.
I don't want to talk about it.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you and your foreclosure.
Yeah, that's a, okay, that's a 3-minute ad space from KGRA. And we still haven't even hit our spot for RBN. So if you need to play some more ads, please go ahead, Mike, so we're not messing up your groove over there.
Mike is actually not with us right now in the stream yard.
Awesome, at the door.
No, he's here. He's listening.
No, he's not. Hey. His device is not connected.
He's still giving our feet.
Emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone.
All right. Well,
we
need to
be moving.
Moving. All residents of urban neighborhoods. So, yeah, some questions. And I want to watch a couple videos at some point in this hour from your channel, if we can do that. So, go ahead.
Yeah, tell people about your auditing, what your interactions, some of your best, worst, craziest moments. What has it been like out there?
Well, the craziest, that's excellent questions. The craziest ones that I've gotten so far is when I went back to the city, which is originally where I'm from. So, like, I did the HRA in the city. I did
Explain
the Department
to people
of
what that is, because every state has got their own different acronyms.
So I guess it would be DCFS for some places. Basically like the food stamp office.
Okay.
You know, if you're from the hood, that's what everybody calls it, the food stamp office.
Right.
And I went to the Department of Finance, where I was actually assaulted by he's not actually a sheriff, but he's contracted by the sheriffs. And they was really trying to put policy over law. They were trying to exert their policy over the Constitution, and I'm trying to tell them.
So this was a deputized security guard, basically.
Yeah, basically.
They can only do that under emergency situations. Power.
Yeah,
like
he tried to
emergency.
Slap my phone out of my hand.
That.
One of my biggest videos wow. that I've had so far is I went to a town hall, and the lady was rude to me. She was asking me for press credentials, and at the end of the video, you know, the sheriffs came, the town supervisor. I spoke with the town supervisor. He gave me like a mini tour, and at the end of the video, the lady ended up apologizing.